This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Amanda Petrusich is mainly known as a music critic, but she's a person of wide interest. She's written for The New Yorker about Kid Rock's campaign for the Senate and about spending the night in Donald Trump's childhood home, which had been listed on Airbnb. And if you ask what she's watching these days, it's not exactly Emmy material.
Season one of the television series Jackass. Are you familiar?
Yes.
Are you a fan?
Wait, related to the movie?
Well, the TV show that eventually birthed the movie. It aired on MTV for 2 years, in 2000, 2001, and I believe it went off the air in 2002. It was starring a guy named Johnny Knoxville and his kind of crew of sort of skate punks, I guess we will call
that
them.
That right there is the best damn roller scare there ever was, maybe in the whole town.
And they basically just sort of, you know, trampled each other for sport.
My name is Johnny Knoxville, and today I'm going to jump the L.A. River. On roller skates.
The entire show is kind of comprised of these short skits in which they would set up sort of pratfalls for each other.
I'm going to try and jump it again without the ramp.
Wait. They weren't just pratfalls. They were incredibly painful.
That's true. I think I'm understating it. I mean, they're just, you know, shoving. It's sort of buddies shoving each other in shopping carts and then launching the shopping carts across parking lots.
Sounds like my high school years.
Yeah. It might be all of our high school years. Yeah. Laughs kind of emerge from a place within me that I didn't know I could access when I watch it.
So this is for you what the Three Stooges was for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think so. I think it's a very similar, kind of humor.
Okay. Now we've watched two guys run around in a parking lot and to try to destroy themselves. What's next?
I just returned from a trip to Albania. And prior to departure, I read a book called High Albania by a writer named Edith Durham. Durham was sort of born of British aristocracy. She was a kind of well-groomed woman from a fancy family. Her father was a surgeon. But she was kind of an adventurous woman. And she, in 1908, she set sail for Albania and wrote this sort of wild, kind of thrilling, sort of strange and swashbuckling book about traveling around the accursed mountains of northern Albania.
So how did Albania match up to the travel narrative that you were reading? How did the real Albania match up?
It's incredible, actually, how much I felt like, you know, I was recognizing from that book when I was traveling. You know, there are kind of pockets of Albania, particularly in the mountains, where I think people are living now the way they have lived for hundreds of years.
How do you beat a trip to Albania one summer? How can you go back to the Bahamas again after
that? Yeah, it's true. It's quite true. I will say I drank a great deal in Albania, perhaps more than I have drank on any other voyage
I've
taken
drink
in my
Albania?
Life. They drink a brandy there, a kind of, I mean, I will call it a brandy. It's a sort of civilized word for it. It's a kind of moonshine because it is often made in people's homes called rock.
Then they should do Jackass in Albania.
Yeah,
I think it would go over big. I
mean, after a couple of glasses, frankly, I was ready to stuff myself into a shopping cart and, you know, see where it led me.
What's your third pick?
It's a new record from a rock band called The War on Drugs, which is based out of Philadelphia, and it's called A Deeper Understanding. I feel like as a critic, it's always sort of fun and interesting for me to kind of see the new things and the new kind of influences that are getting sort of chopped up and consumed and sort of reimagined. And they're a band that draws really heavily from the 80s. I mean, they're really synthesizer heavy. There's a sort of ineffable kind of Don Henley-esque quality
Uh-oh.
To it. I know. Well, for so long, I feel like those, you know, that era was kind of untouchable. It was deeply uncool. You know, no one wanted to sound like sort of mid-career Rod Stewart or... But they're doing it. I mean, they're sort of synthesizing that stuff, I think, in a way that's really interesting. I think you might dig it. I mean, it's...
Is there a particular cut on the album that we should listen to?
Yeah, I think the song is called Holding On, and I would love to listen to it.
Cars on Route 17.
Right?
Windows are down.
Yeah, it's a great end of summer record.
And here we are in the office at the end of summer.
Yeah. Dreaming of the road.
Yeah.
Dreaming of the windows down.
Staff writer Amanda Petrusich. The recent record by the band, The War on Drugs, is called A Deeper Understanding.